Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you do that you know is different, or what did you not know is different until someone pointed it out to you? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, compadres.
Hola.
So I recycle to the point it might be obsessive.
In what way?
I was just at the fuel station. I pulled some aluminum cans out of the garbage. That's pretty typical. Plenty of people do that. I peeled the tops off of Keurig pods and put them in a pop can until it's full and crush it.
It is a little obsessive. I mean, look, I'm not going to fault you for it, but that is definitely obsessive. Have you always been that way?
Oh, I don't know. Since I was early teens, probably. You know, that was when Earth first came out, and I kind of joined in with it.
My dad made a comment one time,
environmentalists are bad for the work environment. I said, if we haven't got a good living environment, we haven't got anything.
Do you take your coffee mug with you when you go to a coffee shop? In other words, do you have a travel mug regular porcelain coffee instead of using one of theirs?
Yeah, I've got a tumbler in the Kenworth. Also, the coffee grounds that come out of the K-Pods find their way to the garden.
Okay.
All right. I actually use them.
That's not a bad idea.
If I weren't lazy, I would do that, but I'm lazy.
I keep a soup can next to the man fridge in the garage. All the beer bottle caps go in the soup can until it's full, and then that finds its way to the tin bin.
Well, look, man, I mean, like, you're not doing anything bad. I mean, it might be odd. I don't go to that extreme.
Right.
But the idea at the end is not a bad one.
I mean, my thing is like, look, I do recycle, but there's other than the recycling bin that's in the kitchen, I don't have separate recycling receptacles. So in other words, I have my fridge downstairs, and whether it's bottles or cans, like, I will fill a bag full of cans and bottles downstairs with the bottle tops and all that, but I don't set anything different aside for,
you know what I mean?
Like, that's just not.
And I do the same thing. Like in my kitchen, there's a trash can, and then it's always just going to be a brown bag from the grocery store, and that's where the empty cans go.
Have you noticed that those bags are shorter?
Yeah.
It irritates the piss out of me because we go through those bags so much faster, which means we have to buy. And I know they're like 5 cents a pop, but still, I'm like, you talk about getting nickel and dimed. And my wife thought I was crazy because she heard me, because this is just me. I'm in the kitchen. The first time I realized they were smaller, I put it in. I was like, what the F? She's like, what? And I'm pointing at the bag. She's like, what? I said, does that look shorter to you? She's like, I don't know. Maybe. I said, man, I'm telling you, these effing bags are shorter.
Probably easier to carry without breaking.
I'm like Joe Pesci at the drive-thru, right? So I'm losing my mind about this. And she's like, it's not a big deal. I said, like, it's not, man. But I said, here's the deal. Because of recycling and composting and everything else that we do here, I have very little trash, but we have a lot of recycling. But now I'm going through these bags quicker, which means we have to buy more bags when we go to the goddamn grocery store. So in the course of a year, I'm sure it cost me 45 extra bucks. But it's ridiculous.
Because I've been bag guy lately. Got them in my car. Use them all the time. Put them back.
Yeah.
Do the whole thing.
We can do bags, but if you have a family of four, you don't have enough of those.
No, but I think, right, like with my, like, I finally just started using this. It's like, I go to the grocery store 4 times a week.
You do, man.
Sometimes I might just go, like, literally get two things.
Yep. You ever just walk out with all the stuff in your hands?
Yeah, I did it last week.
Yeah, you're just like, I'm not taking it back.
I literally bought an 8-pack of soda water, a thing of, like, turkey, and something else. So I was just like, I don't need a bag. I just carry this out.
There you go.
I shared a hotel room with a buddy on a trip to Vegas for a few nights. He told me I sleep like I'm embalmed, arms crossed, on my back, stiff as a board.
Yeah.
That's just creepy.
Well, you sleep with the covers over your head.
Absolutely, man. I know, but you don't think that,
right, I know.
I'm sure it might be weird, but
I don't think it's weird. I don't do it.
I know. I'm just saying, like, when I say I want to, I say what I mean, and you can't find a room dark enough unless I'm camping. So I'm like, dude, I would cut a hole in the mattress and climb in there if I had to. Like, I want it dark. I just want it dark. Blanket
over
my head.
Do you have blackout curtains?
I don't, and I need to because I built these houses directly behind me. It's a little weird. Like when you open the curtains in the morning, like, oh, hi, neighbor.
I had them forever. I should get them again. They're great.
They are. I think if I had those, I probably would not disappear.
But you also lose track of time.
I'm okay
Correct.
With that.
Yeah, you can wake up and go, oh, God.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the great thing about sleeping in a hotel room.
Oh,
sometimes.
My God. Yeah, we did a couple of weeks ago, man, and I'm serious. I just pulled the curtains because we were looking at the parking lot, so all the lights are directly out there. But I pulled the curtains. It was damn near pitch black. And you know what? I don't think I actually pulled the covers over my head.
Last time I had a hotel room that sounded like the air conditioning was firing up like an 8-cylinder diesel truck.
I will. Like, wintertime is still great because of the curtains. But, man, yeah, you get a hotel room in the summertime, turn that AC down.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like I don't want to play in anything
99.
The next morning. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you do that you know is different, or what did you not know was different until someone pointed it out? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Luke. Welcome to the men's room.
Happy Hoodie Week, fellas.
Hola.
Weed week. No. Is that hoodie week?
No, it's a hoodie.
Hoodie week.
There you
still
go.
Sounds like weed week to me.
Weed week.
Yeah.
Whoops. Okay, so I don't know if you guys ever did this, but back when I was in school, I really didn't want to bring homework home with me, so I kind of blitzed through a lot of leftover schoolwork before I got on the bus. Fortunately, some of my friends felt the same, and we kind of helped each other out, kind of teamwork. And fortunately, it did work because unfortunately for us, we at our houses, we had a number of chores to do, especially during the summer months and even in spring. And I know it sounds kind of jumbled up, but that's only because I had one too many cups of coffee today. Sorry about that.
No.
You're flying off the rails.
You're jazzed up, dude.
Yeah. We can hear it.
You sound crazy.
So what? Your thing was you tried to get all of your work done at school.
Yeah, exactly.
And nothing wrong with that, man. That's what my daughter does. Yeah. Like, her whole thing is like, I have to take the bus. I have a study hall. My goal is to have all of my crap done before I get home.
Also with the job, the last thing you want to do is not work efficiently enough where you have to take work home with you.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, depending on the job, obviously, but still.
I did not know that a lot of my peers, or at least by 25% of them, didn't operate the same way.
I'd say 75%.
Someone else told me.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're hitting a little low there, man.
Yeah.
Look, man.
Well, I mean, also, I think that's a very good, odd thing to have.
Yes.
It's much better than just not doing it, going home and putting it off, and your parents got to get on you. Like, that's weird little tick to have.
I always got detention. You got to stay after school, all this kind of garbage. Right? Like, when I had to do it, like, I'm going to do the schoolwork because there's nothing else to do.
Yep.
And your teachers rarely would tell you to stop doing schoolwork while you're sitting in school. But yeah, because when I got home, the last thing I wanted to do was homework.
My rule, correct. My parents' rule was 1 hour of TV a day.
All right.
So when I got home, if there wasn't something on that I wanted to watch, I wanted to watch something later on tonight. I'm not doing that hour of TV right when I get home.
No.
I'm doing my homework first, or I'm going to go out and play with my friends, eat dinner, do my homework, then watch my hour show.
Sure.
Or my hour of allotted television. So I never really, I didn't have a problem doing my homework as soon as I got in.
I don't care. When kids ask, I'm like, look, you get to make your own decisions. I don't care what you do. I just know that your homework needs to be done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I don't care what your methodology is. I don't care how you do it. I don't care when you do it. If it's done before you go to bed, like, chalk it up to a victory, man. Right?
Here's another. I eat everything incredibly fast. I never really gave it any thought until I was having dinner with a friend and his girlfriend, and he told me I eat like someone who just got out of prison.
Mm-hmm. Say prison of the military.
Yeah.
We have a friend, Dizzle, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen this woman eat?
No.
It is unbelievable. And I know she's the oldest of four, so maybe that has something to do with it, but it's more like she got out of prison, which is the last thing is true of her. But we would go out to dinner, and my wife and I, like normal people, you know, we are conversing, we're eating, and we realize as we're talking to her, like, there's no food on her plate. I'm like, did you get your entree? She's like, oh, I already ate it. I'm like, it's been 2 minutes, man.
That's amazing.
I've never seen anything like it. We saw them like 2 years ago. All right, a lot of time had passed. We saw them about 2 years ago. Same thing. We went out to this big steak dinner. I mean, she got a steak, dude. You know, potato. Like, everything about this is heavy, and still, I'm just watching her eat because I knew she ate fast. It is unbelievable. It's like a piranha.
I could put my plate down on my coffee table, sit down and eat. And if the dryer goes off, I'll get up and fold the laundry. I'll leave that thing sitting there for 15, 20 minutes. I'll get up and do other things. I'll go back, have a bite. Then I'll get up, do something else.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even sit down and eat a full meal half the time when I'm at home. And I know that's weird.
Yeah. I got to wait. Like, last night, right, I threw my laundry in. Once I switched out the dryer and took the T-shirts out to hang them, then I could eat dinner.
All right, that's fair. Try to get something done before you sit down, right?
What do you do that you know is different, or what did you not know was different until someone pointed it out? 206-803-ROCK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.